Welcome to The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. I'm Wyatt Sowers, a Miller Fellow at WYSO and a class of 2017 student at Antioch College. The Foundry Theater has been a treasured building at Antioch ever since it was changed from a metal foundry into a theater in 1956. Since then, it's been the home for plays, performances, dances, talks, and classes. However, it was unfortunately closed since the college reopened until now. The theater started to undergo construction in July of 2013. And in June, phase one of renovations were completed. This means that the theater is now once again open and can host public events, although it's been able to have classes in it since the beginning of the spring quarter. The new features of the theater include new bathrooms, a repaired roof, and geothermal heating and cooling. But we can expect more features in phase two of renovations, such as new insulated windows as well as new seating risers. I asked Louise Smith, who will become Associate Professor of Performance in the fall, about what she thinks of the reopening of the theater.
The reopening of the theater means that we have a space to make work. The faculty can make work, the students can make work, the community can make work. And there's a space that can hold all that. And we can do conventional plays, and we plan on doing, you know, theater productions, as well as site-specific work or, you know, work that's generated by students. I'm really excited to see student, you know, I've heard wonderful things about the student work on campus, and to actually have a theatrical space where you can light it and have sound equipment and control the environment a little more and have the audience be comfortable, that's huge. You know, that's kind of the medium that we need. I also feel like this is going to be a wonderful interface for town and students, and as it has been in the past.
I'm Hannah Craig, and I'm in the class of 2017 at Antioch College, and right now I'm studying performance art.
Do you think that having a theater space is important for the college and the community, and why?
Yes, there are so many reasons. I got to help with YSKP's show last winter, and one of the biggest issues was that there were such few places to perform that it had to be changed and moved around a lot of times before the final place was decided, which ended up being the Glenn Building, which was okay. It worked out well for their performance, but there's such a need in this community to have a dedicated space for performance that's meant for it, to have a venue that is accessible and reachable by the public and that you can leave your performance stuff in. You know, just even being able to leave your props and your sets and whatever you have for your show in a space is really important. And the Foundry Theater is a really nice building, and I think it's really versatile, and it can be used for Antioch and the community for all different kinds of stuff. I know we've had dances in there and music shows and theater, obviously, and alternative performance and film. There's so many uses for it.
I also had the opportunity to speak with Associate Professor of Performance, Gabrielle Seville, about what she thinks of the newly renovated theater.
So what would you say your favorite aspect of the actual theater is?
I love the contrast between the light and the dark. You've got a dance room with a very lovingly restored floor that was the subject of multiple volunteer work projects here. And the light just streams in that room. And also in what used to be called the lobby, and I'm trying on calling it the performance atrium, although that might sound too fancy, but because it's more than just a lobby. It's not a place to wait to go into someplace else. I mean, we've had classes there. There's movement that's happened there, exercises, conversations, and that similarly has light streaming through it. But then if you go into that giant black box, I mean, you have a completely different atmosphere that you can work with and create on the main stage. And then you have the small experimental theater, you know, that's been painted in these sort of commedia dell'arte colors, green and blue and red. And I just think that my favorite thing is the variety and how the space is supple and can be used in different ways, and you can create so many different kinds of environments and effects. I think that that's very helpful. So even without theatrical light, the building itself is creating environments for you and offering different kinds of lights to work in. That's great.
How has having an actual theater space to work in impacted performance classes?
Tremendously. I mean, I'm so thankful to Anne Simonson at the Glen Helen Auditorium for all that she did for the first two quarters of my time here when the theater was not accessible. So we made it work. We definitely had amazing things that happened in the Glen Helen, but there is nothing like having performance classes in a theater. It changes the whole feeling. Students are so excited to be able to come into a space that is really dedicated. It's dedicated as a purpose, as a function. It's, I mean, just ever since it was transformed from a foundry into what it is now, it's been a building, a site, a place to celebrate live performance, theater, but also dance, music. And so just that feeling, it changes things. It's given me a lot more room. It's offered opportunities to have students do things on the stage. I mean, it's amazing. And the most important change, I think, is that now it allows for the opportunity for students to do full theatrical productions. That is huge. So necessary for performance programs. So already, you know, Louise and I have talked about, well, what will be the first play? In the fall, there'll be a full production, and it will happen right here in this theater.
Thanks for listening to this month's edition of the Antioch Word. Music for the Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. I'm Wyatt Sowers. Come back next month for another edition of the Antioch Word, right here on WYSO.org.